Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Conclave.
I watched the second half of Conclave.
And this is the other half. Oh, a new pope.
We're trying to get with the times now. I think the smoke is a little boring. We want to have someone just burp audibly through a microphone. I think that's what the kids are into these days.
Trying so hard to not burp in a microphone, but it's so fuck off loud that the microphone picks it up. Yeah, exactly. You know, you can try hiding it, but God hears you.
It's true. You're right.
Yeah, boy. So Conclave, the best picture, next best picture nomination movie that we're watching for the podcast.
Yep.
Based off a book, which it feels like a fucking, like a book you find at like a bookstore in the whatchamacallit.
You do find books at bookstores.
Like a bookstore, like in an airport. Like this feels like something you'd buy.
Oh yeah,
you'd
I'd say
on
like number one New York Times bestseller.
Conclave.
For fucking 24 weeks or whatever, because no one reads.
Yes, exactly. That's what this sort of feels like a little bit. Feels a bit like one of those old like Grisham novels a little bit. Or like the old Crichton type stuff too, you know. It's all very like intriguing and mysterious with an interesting flair for location setting.
The Vatican.
Oh, do you think any of these characters, because the movie's primarily in English, although it's directed by the guy who did All Quiet on the Western Front.
It is.
Do you think any of these characters are supposed to be speaking English?
No, I think they all probably do speak English a lot, because some of them do break into like different languages randomly.
Yeah, that's true.
So it makes it sound like, but also it's funny because I'm like, everyone has like the Star Wars style of like listening where like the Italian guy comes in and he's like, nah, 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 and then they're like, oh yeah, yeah, of course, we understand you completely. And then he swaps to English sometimes and he's like, and then other people speak Spanish sometimes and they swap over and it's just like, everyone just understands it. I'm like, wow, people are just super bilingual in the Vatican.
Well, they all definitely speak Latin.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And it's the Vatican too, so they must speak Italian. Like, you know, they must, like they live probably around, you know, Rome.
But a lot of people have like American accents too.
Yeah,
like,
no, definitely. They
also have names like American names, like Lawrence and stuff like that.
Yet he's also not an American.
Yeah. Like,
you have Bellini, who's clearly an American.
Stanley Tucci. Only be American.
Can only be American.
He can be Italian.
Yeah, I mean,
Tucci's pretty.
Well, yeah, he's obviously Italian.
Oh,
but
yeah. He sounds American.
Yes, he doesn't have an Italian accent.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you've also got, oh my gosh, Tremblay, who's also just a straight American.
Oh, yeah. Old John Lithgow.
Old John Lithgow, just doing John Lithgow things.
Doing John Lithgow things.
Yeah, and I think that's it. Then you've got, Lawrence, who is played by Phineas, who is just like a British guy or something, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he got done with the menu and came over here.
It feels a lot like Grand Budapest vibe as well. Like, the way he's just like telling people what to do and walking around.
Sure.
Doesn't seem confident, but he seems like he's got a lot of like shit like on the burners, you know? And he's just like, having to deal with it all. I was wondering if it's supposed to be like Bellini's really supposed to be speaking Italian, but he's not going to be speaking Italian because we don't want to hear a bunch of fucking Italians be talking to each other the whole time, you know?
No, I don't think so. I think they're meant to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Italian for the reasons.
Well,
why
see, that's located. That's a whole thing about the movie that I found interesting. As someone who was raised Catholic and knows a lot about like Catholicism and the history of the Catholic Church, I found that very interesting. And I know this is something you were not aware of, which is that the mass used to be, the liturgy used to be done in Latin.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's one of the things that one of the Italian cardinals, Tedesco.
I call him Tabasco.
Tabasco wants to return to the old times. He wants to make the church great again.
Yeah, he does.
And return to the liturgy and mass being spoken in Latin, which is, I think, the other like language that everyone speaks in. You know, the dead language. You know, I don't know. I found all that to be very interesting as someone who, you know, like you said, I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic mass a lot. I know quite a bit about like certain parts of the church and like the goings on. So I found it very interesting. The setting was very interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't really know the ins and outs of like how like the Vatican works.
Yeah, so I don't sure either. About I the, knew like, about the smoke.
The smoke.
And Pope dies, you gotta pick a new one. I didn't really know the election process, though.
They don't necessarily die. Well, that was the other thing, right? Because there is an election process, but sometimes the popes will have popes lined up. Like, they have recommendations.
Oh, really?
Not every pope.
I thought they were always elected. I didn't know there was, like, a succession thing.
It's not a succession thing, but they have recommendations, which usually makes it easier for, like voting. Because not every pope dies.
Well, it's like an endorsement, you know?
Yeah,
like,
an endorsement.
Oh, Biden, I'm going to endorse Kamala Harris sort of thing.
And that works.
It works every time.
Every time. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, not every pope, like, dies. Like, it doesn't die with the pope. Sometimes they step down out of, like, being too old or whatever. Mm. So, yeah.
That's crazy. I can't imagine someone just stepping down.
I don't want to. I know, right? I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. This was an interesting film. This is interesting.
I really liked this film a lot.
I liked it a lot. But it did feel like one of them old, like, you know, 90s.
It felt like old school, but in a way that was intriguing and refreshing to me.
It was very intriguing.
Like, it felt kind of like, we're just going to have a nice little drama with kind of everyone cooped up.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a 12 Angry Men situation. Everyone's cooped up in the spot. They have to come together, make a decision. But it becomes more like, almost like a cross between that and, like, trying to get someone elected.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we have to then start talking to everyone, and people can vote for themselves.
Yeah.
They can get some scandals on each other.
Well, that was the interesting thing, the intrigue of it all, because you have the Pope, the main Pope that's dead, and it sounds like he knew some information that has not come out yet. Like, that's the other level of it. Because it's like, it is like 12 Angry Men, but in 12 Angry Men, everything's really, like, laid out.
And that's true.
You're just trying to, like, convince everyone to, like, give a shit and care. Whereas in this, it's like, there's information being withheld. I was so upset that I had to stop watching my half of the movie because there was some
movie.
Because there's some big shit that is yet to be introduced.
Yeah, this is a big shit reveal is all in the second half.
Yeah, the goings on of one of the cardinals. Oh my gosh, what's his name? The one from Africa.
Adeyemi.
Yeah. Yes. Adeyemi. There's a whole thing going on with him, and I'm like, what's going on with him? Something's going on with him.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of stuff going on with him.
I'm curious. I'm all very curious about everything. So, I mean, yeah, let's start things off, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope is dead.
Oh!
The movie opens with the dead Pope.
You know what's funny is I was looking at the IMDb and it just says dead Pope.
Yeah.
And as the credit. Don't even say the name, which is funny because they do just say the Holy Father,
right? The Holy Father. They never say his name.
It's confusing me because I'm like, isn't that like just God? But okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, he is. Yeah. Well,
he's supposed to be the spokesperson of God.
Yeah,
right?
he's the way that God is able to speak to the rest of the church, basically. Which is funny because you're democratically electing the voice of God, basically.
Yeah. Things change. I wonder if that was always that way. You know, I wonder if that kind of election process might have changed as time goes on. Like, maybe it was more succession based, like kind of like the most popular, like monarchies at the time were very popular. So maybe it's like more like that. And now democracy is the hottest thing. So they're like, all right, we'll do that.
Well, what I find interesting too is, and this is all obviously very like current, like watching this movie it gave me like bad vibes whenever they had to do a vote and you just saw like numbers changing drastically and I'm like, I don't like any of this.
I don't like voting anymore.
This is all very stressful. But yeah, it's like you see like them going like, oh yeah, sometimes you want to vote for a person because like you legitimately believe in what they have to say, but a lot of times they just vote for someone because it's like your vote's gonna get fucking wasted if you vote for like Lawrence.
Yeah,
you know, you're just throwing your vote away.
Yeah.
You know, even if you think he's like the best person for the job, you know, like the other funny thing is seeing like the vote split, which is something that we always talk about too, like in politics, is the idea of like you might have like three or four people who believe relatively the same thing, but if you vote for one of those three, they should be stepping out. They should step away from like voting, because then, you know, then all the votes that could go to someone that you would want end up being like spread, and then if everyone just gets behind one main person, like Tabasco, you're fucked. You know,
fuck Tabasco.
Fuck Tabasco. I hate that motherfucker.
Too vinegary.
Yes. So yes, the Pope is dead, and we immediately are introduced. Lawrence is like the first person we see. Lawrence before we know the Pope is dead.
I love that we follow Lawrence, to be
Me
honest,
too.
Because he's kind of, he's such an interesting character because he's not really someone who wants power. He just wants the best.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems.
Yeah.
And there's interesting elements of him being tempted to take power or
of
something
course.
Like that, which I think is really fascinating to me. And he's just, I don't know, he's a very interesting character and you kind of want to root for him despite the fact that maybe he could be shitty, but yeah. You're like, I don't know, like a politician, you're like, this is the best we got right now.
He reminds me a lot of like a John Adams type, right? Where it's just like weight of the world on his shoulders. He's just trying to keep shit in line, you know? Phineas does a really good job of just feeling like, I think they even added like some like liver spots to his head. Like they made him look a little older and like tired and stuff. And he just looks so fucking tired. Like he looks like he's just like out of, because he keeps saying it's almost kind of reminds me of like, all right, I'm like two weeks from retirement, you know, like he's straight up like, I want to leave this job. I'm going to get somewhere else. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. And you can see like, yeah, it's like withered him, you know, he doesn't, you understand why he doesn't want to do this. It's a kind of a thankless role, you know? So we are following Lawrence pretty much the entirety of the movie. Everything Lawrence knows, we know. It seems like. So we have three other cardinals pray over his body. We're introduced to them as Bellini, who is a very close friend of the Pope, the dead Pope. Mm-hmm. We are introduced to Tremblay, who was the last person to speak with the Pope. Yes, the last like on record discussion that they had.
Yeah.
And then I also believe that Adeyemi was also there. And then we also are introduced to Wozniak, who is close with him as well. I don't know if you see him. He's sort of like a drunk.
I don't think I saw Wozniak at all.
He helped Jobs create the.
That's what I was kept thinking. Yeah. I was like, do we suddenly watch a different movie? Like,
yeah. They said Wozniak, and my ears perked up.
Yeah, I recognize that name.
So, and this was one of the other things I really dug about the movie. There's a lot of close-ups of the process, like the weird, like superfluous process of like. So the Pope dies. Pope has a ring. They take the ring off of his dead body, and it's like hard to take the ring off. And on the top of the ring is like a seal, and they have to put the ring in like this like mechanism so that they can remove the seal from the ring, and then they put the ring and the seal into like a little casket, like a tiny little casket just for the ring. And it's just like, yeah, that's like the process.
But that's what I like, is this whole movie is kind of about process, right? And just especially, you know, the Catholic Church is very process driven, you know, and so it's very interesting
because it's so old,
and it's very interesting to see something that's just like upheaves all this process. Like, we have a process for dealing with the Pope. There is a process for voting again for him. But it's up in the air. It's messy. It's not as like hard and fast rules as so many other parts of the church or just religion in general.
Exactly. And also like later on, there's this whole thing where, you know, Bellini's very upset because he's starting to like lose. Like he's not getting a lot of votes, and people are now starting to vote for Lawrence. And Lawrence, you know, Bellini's like, you know, we need to take control of everything. And Lawrence is like, control? Like, this is just a vote for, you know, this is just a vote. This is not war we're going to. Then Bellini's like, no, this is a war. And it's like, as reactionary as Bellini seems in this moment, like, it's kind of true. Like, the leader of, like, one of the biggest, like, religious, you know,
organized religion
in the world, the person who runs that church is going to affect the way that the world looks, you know.
It's true.
I don't know, it's true. It's a very, and it's like, yeah, like maybe Bellini is like making Lawrence feel bad for like wanting to hold some kind of power or whatever, but like Bellini's also right. Like, it is a war, it is a fight to make sure that like the world is better, you know it basically doesn't fall to people like Tedesco, essentially. Anyway, speaking of Bellini, he used to play chess with the Pope, and there's like a little chessboard in the room, and he's like, should I take the chessboard? And Lawrence is like, yeah, you absolutely should take the chessboard. You and him used to play all the time. And then Bellini's like, the Pope always won. And I'm like, my movie hackles went up. I'm like, okay, so Bellini's a chess player, but he's not a good one. And the old Pope, the dead Pope, used to play chess all the time, and he was always winning. So he's good at planning moves in advance, you know. So moves might have already been set up, you know. So already starting to pick up little things.
And you will be rewarded for these thinkings, Mike.
I cannot wait.
In the kingdom of heaven.
And in heaven being the end of the movie.
Yep.
So they mentioned that it was most likely a heart attack. The Pope was in ill health.
Classic.
Of course. But nobody should have known that, because he was worried about the minute he stepped down, people might start to surround him, and you know, he wasn't sure he would be able to like fight, you know, for the betterment of the church, basically, in ill health, it sounds like. So that's why he wanted to keep it a secret. Wozniak discovered the body. He is beside himself. He's very upset. Tremblay wants to figure out a timeline of the final moments. So he admits that he was the last person to meet with the Pope, and he's like, I want to make sure that all the timeline is straight up. I want to make sure we have all of the meetings in order and all that stuff. But Tremblay is the one that is doing that. He's the one that's like overseeing that process.
Yeah.
Which is again interesting because then later on some very interesting news about Tremblay is revealed, which I will go into. So the Conclave, the title of the movie, falls upon Lawrence to oversee the voting.
Why is it called the Conclave? Do you know any?
I do not know where
it's just what they call it.
I think that's just sort of what they call it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there might be some. Yeah, maybe look it up. There might be some kind of like biblical, you know, reference, I'm assuming. But yeah, I'd honestly never heard of this word before. I guess I'd heard it, but as far as like the way like things are described, like this is a conclave of people or whatever, like this meeting is like a conclave of people getting together. What is it saying? Anything?
I'm still reading, but it says from Latin cum clave. Yep. C-U-M clave.
All right.
Which means with key. That's why it's a dead language. It's too funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that's what they do with key. So I guess it's like a choice of like trying to find the best person using the key. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe I'll read a little more.
What happened next? So the Pope's body is taken and his room is sealed. It's sealed in this very, again, very process-driven way where like they drip wax over like some ribbon and then they seal it with wax. So if any warden were to disturb the door of the dead Pope, it would be very obvious, you know, and also destroy this nice, you know, wax seal or whatever. Yeah.
What's his place? His bedroom?
Yeah, to the dead Pope's bedroom. So now it's 3 weeks later and one day before the conclave. They always have these little like...
3 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, so 3 weeks has passed since the death of the Pope. And this is the day right before the conclave. The movie has all these like nice little ways of reminding you as to like the timeline of everything.
Is it with letters?
With words, yes. Okay. Words pop up. Wozniak wants to meet with Lawrence, but Lawrence is like, the cardinals are about to arrive. Like, if Wozniak wanted to talk to me, he probably should have chosen a better time.
Is Wozniak's name Ray?
No.
Oh,
Ray is his assistant.
Okay.
I like Lawrence Ray. Ray might be my favorite character in the movie because he seems really nice. Although he's not, I don't know if he's like the most deep character, but he's so helpful. That's what I like about him, you know?
You know, in a movie where it's so stressful trying to, everyone's kind of like, has their own agenda, it's cool just have Ray come around and be like,
Ray's like, I've got no agenda. I'm just here to help.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Thank you for being a light in this movie.
I appreciate it. So Ray actually goes up to Lawrence and tells him about all this. And at first, Lawrence is like, I'm not going to meet Wozniak. I got all this shit I got to worry about. But then immediately, he's like, all right, I'll meet with them. Like, it's gonna, you know, weigh heavy on his soul. Once the cardinals all arrive, then I'll go talk to him. And then once the cardinals do arrive, he ends up meeting up with Wozniak. Wozniak says, oh wait, have I not written that yet? No, I haven't written that yet. I'll get to that later.
Okay.
Cardinals all arrive from all around the world. So like all different like backgrounds, all different like people, like races.
Can you explain what a cardinal is? It's just like someone who's been elected, like been approved by the Pope to
chosen by the Pope to go to a specific area and oversee and lead a church in foreign lands, or you know, but basically making sure that like the church keeps to like certain values.
Okay.
And all of that is like chosen by the Pope. The Pope is the only person who's able to approve a certain cardinal.
Okay.
and then when the sort of thing happens, the cardinals all get together and they all vote on the next Pope, and one of the cardinals can be the one that's elected, basically.
Okay.
But that's the other thing, is everyone knows who the cardinals are. Every single person knows every other cardinal, because one, it's a limited amount, and two, it's a big deal when someone is chosen to be.
Yeah, there's just like, what, maybe 108 total or something like that?
Very few.
Yeah.
Relatively to the church.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of members of the church, it's small.
But they are all over the world. So yeah, you're seeing all these different kinds of people, you know, you see, you know, people from all different walks of life. They have like, you know, really great shots of like cardinals just like on their phone or like smoking cigarettes and vaping and stuff. Yeah. It's all very fun. So that's cool. We also meet all the nuns, including one played by Isabella Rossellini, Sister Agnes. She says fucking like nothing in my half of the movie. You just see her face, and it's just like I'm reminded how good of an actor Isabella Rossellini is.
She's so good and has so few words.
It's so good. She's so powerful and like doing nothing. So her and all the other nuns are preparing food and lodging for all of the arriving cardinals. Lawrence clearly has a favorite. He wants Bellini to win because Bellini is very progressive, but Bellini also says he doesn't want it. He says that in his heart, he doesn't truly believe that he should have it, and he says that no sane man would want to be Pope.
Yep.
But then they're like, okay, well, if you don't want to be Pope, then Tedesco's going to do it. And then literally Tedesco shows up. Yeah. And he's wearing like a big red cloak. He's this old Italian guy who I wrote down is basically Trump because he's like a massive bigot and he wants the church to return to the good old days. We also learned that during the papacy, the Pope basically did everything he could to make sure that Tedesco didn't – like Tedesco wanted to like ruin this Pope's entire papacy, and the Pope had to continuously rally against Tedesco's like choices.
Oh, wow.
But Tedesco's so old, so I'm assuming he actually became a cardinal before this Pope was in power.
Probably,
right?
That makes sense. I don't know. Yeah, can popes take away cardinal status?
I don't think. I mean, it would be pretty crazy. Like, that would be probably pretty embarrassing, especially if
because Tedesco's that's a lot of scandal. And they don't want
massive scandal.
I don't think the Catholic Church wants more scandal.
No, and also Tedesco is, I mean, seemingly relatively popular.
Yeah.
Too. You know, he's like basically second or third.
He's
like,
got his own social media platform.
Does he really?
Yeah, Tabasco.com. Loves it over there.
That's good.
It's actually called Truth Tabasco.
So
but, you know.
Spicy. So
yeah.
Spicy.
Spicy takes.
Yeah. He wants mass spoken. He wants mass to go back to before it was spoken in English. Again, also that was a very like class based thing. You know, like he's like he wants it all to go back to the way it was because back in the day, men, particularly like, you know, rich, powerful men who were able to like learn Latin were the ones that understood the, you know, religion and the book, the Bible the best, you know, and then all the women and people who weren't well educated just had to just sort of like obey whatever was said, like told them basically. And Tedesco wants to go back to that. And Lawrence does not like him. Lawrence admits to Bellini. Lawrence is like, I want to resign. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. And he also admits to Bellini that he back in the like before the Pope died, one of the last interactions that Lawrence had with the Pope was he was like, I wanted to resign and I wanted to like go off and do great work somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And the Pope did not accept my resignation. And the Pope was basically saying certain people in this world are shepherds and certain people in this world are managers. And you are a manager. And Lawrence hates this. He fucking hates this so much. Because he wants to be a shepherd. He wants to do great, you know, religious, meaningful work. And
Being in the background, running through the taxes and being the responsible one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do that. It's not very fun. It's not what he got into it for. And Bellini says that near the end, the Pope had lost faith. And not in God or anything like that. He lost faith in the church. He felt that the church had sort of like lost its way. Mm-hmm. That's what Bellini says. Mm-hmm. But this is the intriguing thing about this movie is like, this is what Bellini has said about the Pope. And Lawrence is like, is that true? So it's like, is it true? Is Bellini like, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know anything. We don't know who to trust, you know? Already the movie's already starting to like throw at us. Like, who are we supposed to believe?
Yeah.
You know?
Who
are we supposed to Bellini? The only person that we have any sort of deep knowledge of at this point is really just like Lawrence. And that's only because we see him like private moments. We don't really see anyone else.
We don't know what anyone else is thinking or up to.
No. So we finally meet Wozniak. Wozniak is drunk. He's sweaty. And he tells Lawrence that Tremblay was the last person to see the Pope, which we all know. But that last meeting was very surprising because what happened was the Pope dismissed Tremblay.
Dismissed?
Fired him. Sacked him.
Whoa. Yeah. He did fire. They can't fire a cardinal.
It sounds like. And he's like, well, why did he fire? Why did they fire him? And he goes, because of gross misconduct. What could that mean?
That could be anything.
That could mean anything.
Yeah.
It could mean touching boys.
Yeah.
That could mean anything.
It could be anything. It could be gross misconduct. He's putting his boogers in the cafeteria. I don't know.
He's putting his boogers in the food.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
And so that was the last meeting. That's what the last meeting was about. And Lawrence is like, how do you know about this, Wozniak? And he's like, I had dinner with the Pope afterwards, and the Pope told me about it, basically.
So he wasn't the last person to see.
Well, the last appointment. There's appointment, and then there's like having dinner after scheduled appointments, basically. So they had dinner together, and he says, you know, he also said that the Pope said the Pope didn't explain anything other than gross misconduct. He didn't go into like detail about what gross misconduct meant, but he said that the firing of Tremblay would become clear soon enough, he said. And then he died of a heart attack or whatever. So again, it's like, it feels like the Pope is starting to set things up. uh-huh. to fall down eventually. Another cardinal's wife, a new cardinal, a cardinal that was not on the list of cardinals that was expected. A cardinal named Benitez.
His last name is Diaz, right?
Is it Badiaz? I believe it's Benitez.
Oh, maybe. I thought it was Benitez. Whatever.
Whatever. He showed up. He's the Archbishop of Kabul, and apparently the Pope appointed him in secret. And so no one knew that this guy was a cardinal. But there's all of these, you know, files and like, signature of the Pope, and everyone's like, could he have, like, could he have, like, you know, foraged the signature of the Pope? And everyone's, because everyone's so, like, genuinely, like, understandably kind of, like, suspicious of all this. Like, a person who was, like, confirmed in private and secret, like, why would the Pope do this? But then
it is Benitez.
Yeah. We meet Benitez, and he seems like a pretty cool guy. Like, he doesn't seem like a bad dude. He doesn't seem, like, mysterious or anything. He also seems like he's done a lot of good work.
Dietz is the actual actor's name.
Oh, that would do it.
I was writing it down.
Bellini wonders. Oh, also, so as all this talk of Benitez is occurring, Bellini out loud wonders, like, was the Pope mentally competent when he made these decisions to, like, appoint him, you know? Which, again, like, Bellini is doing a lot of really weird, fishy shit here, where he's just, like, questioning the legitimacy of, like, the actions of the Pope. I mean, sure, these were mysterious actions, but, like, they said that he was appointed, like, a year ago, you know? And it's, like, that would be an entire year where this Pope was making decisions that you couldn't, you know, legitimize. It's very odd stuff. So Benitez is introduced to confused cardinals. All the cardinals are like, who is this fucking guy? And then he blesses the meal. And while blessing the meal, he thanks God for the meal and all that. But he also thanks the nuns and the woman who prepared the food, which everyone else expects the prayer to be done once God has been thanked. But then, and everyone starts to, like, sit down and like prepare for their meal. And then Benitez continues and it's like, thank you, nuns, and thank you, women, for, like, helping make the food. You know, you guys are very valuable and all this stuff. And we get a nice shot of Isabella Rossellini. She's smiling about this, sort of like going, like, hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that.
thanks
for the bare minimum.
Yeah.
So we have a scene where all of the not all the cardinals, but, like, a small handful of cardinals, all who support Bellini, are all meeting in secret.
And by the way, how fucking cool does this movie look?
Oh, you know what? Yes. Let's take a quick break.
Because I was just thinking
it looks great.
Because, like, it's just people walking around in empty hallways, but the way they choose to frame everything and the way they use the colors of all the robes and everything that they're wearing. And
the red and the black and the yellow.
It's all so good looking. And then there's, like, mirror shots that, like, really, really are used sparingly, but in, like, really cool ways.
Like, or, like, the way that people are framed, like, in very mysterious ways. Like, you can see them behind corners, or you can see, it's like,
hiding in a shadow sometimes.
Feels very paranoid.
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool because that kind of claustrophobic, paranoid, like, feeling throughout the whole movie.
It reminds me, and I've said it, I think, already, but it reminds me a lot of, like, the way that Fincher will shoot certain, like, dialogue scenes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
But instead of, like, green and blue, this is kind of more of, like, a cool and red.
Interesting. It's very clever, and it makes the dialogue, I mean, yeah, this director must, like, he must be able to speak English, because he's done a very good job of actually, like, shooting these. And this is something that Fincher does as well, where, like, the camera shots aren't, like, dramatic, but they are very specifically chosen.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And that, in turn, makes them kind of dramatic.
No,
in a weird way. Like,
by
makes
dramatic,
pop.
I mean, like, they aren't distracting.
No.
Yeah, they aren't taking away from what's being said.
They're not, but every so often, you're just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Especially with the quiet moments when there are just people walking around or whatever, they film that really nicely.
It reminds me a lot, too, of, like, or it doesn't remind me, but I am reminded of his previous movie, like, All Quiet on the Western Front, which was... it was obviously scary and you know, whatever, but it was all shot outdoors, you know. It was all shot in, like, big wide open spaces.
Yes,
there weren't
much different.
Yeah,
much
and this way. Is completely different. This is all most of it shot, like, indoors.
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, maybe the director of photography knows, like, the best way to do all this sort of stuff, but, like, it both of them look fantastic. Like, both movies so
very
far.
Well lit too. Yeah, like, very, because, like, it is so much of it is lit by, like, candlelight or by, like, artificial lighting or whatever,
or outdoor lighting,
and it's like, it's not like what's good is, like, it all feels very dramatic, but it doesn't, you can understand, like, why a certain hallway would be lit a certain way.
Yeah, it doesn't feel fake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, thank you for pointing that out. It's true.
I want to mention it because, like, the movie's freaking gorgeous.
It, like, is gorgeous. Yeah. And that's the thing, is, like, it's gorgeous and it's very, like, intriguing too. Yeah, which is nice. So, like, you're able to celebrate two things at once. Yeah, where, like, you are able to appreciate visually what's occurring, but you're also able to, like, follow a very mysterious storyline the way all the way through. Yes, basically. And because there's so many characters, I mean, I think casting is obviously one of the main reasons why you're able to like decipher who's who, and what, like when people are saying something about another person, it's important to understand immediately. Like when someone says, "Oh, Tremblay was fired due to gross misconduct," and then later on you have like, you know, a John Lithgow show up, and immediately you're like, "Oh shit, I got to watch out for everything he's saying right now." You know what I mean? It's very cool. It celebrates, it welcomes like paying very close attention to what's going on screen.
Mike loves that when he gets rewarded for his little paying attention.
I am, because you fucking people watch movies with their fucking phones out the entire time. I'm like, if I was watching this movie with my phone out, I'd be like really missing out on all the cool background shit that was going on. And
true,
you know, and you'd be missing out on like, because it's not like anything is like super obvious, you know. It's all like very intriguing, and it invites you to like really introspect and like, you know, was this person just saying something to be helpful, or were they trying to like lead you down a path to believing something they want you to believe? You know what I mean? It's very cool. So thank you for pointing that out. That's very true. The Cardinals, so there's a small group of Cardinals who all are voting for Bellini, and they all are getting together in secret to sort of go like, how are we going to get the votes that we need? Mm-hmm. Who are we going to talk to? Who are we going to try to like convince? Bellini immediately is like, I don't want this. But if you are to campaign for me, I want everyone to know what I stand for. My progressive stance on homosexuality, on women, on divorce. And he wants like women to be a bigger part, you know, of the church and all that sort of stuff. And all the cardinals start to like go like, I don't know if we want to do that. Like, it might be a little bit, that might be a little hard to sell, you know, all that stuff. And they're like, maybe we won't mention that as much. And Bellini's like, if you're gonna stand up for me, I want you to stand for what I'm standing for. And he goes, basically say that I stand for everything that Tedesco does not stand for.
Yeah.
Because they need to get to two-thirds majority of voting, basically. And they suspect he's going to probably get around like 20, 25 votes this first round, basically.
Okay.
Okay.
How many do you need to win?
70-something.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a big majority.
Quite a big majority.
It's like 3/4 or something. Almost 3/4.
They need 2/3.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's better than that. Yeah. There's 100 people and 2/3, sir.
Yeah. So Lawrence confronts Tremblay. Tremblay's going to his room. This part was so funny because they go to Tremblay's room, and Tremblay's immediately like, you want some coffee? In the middle of this like really dramatic moment. And he's like, no, that's fine. And I'm like, again, like I was like, oh, he's going to have like a little espresso machine. You know, this is Rome. It's a fucking Keurig. Yeah, it's the loudest Keurig in the world.
That's amazing.
And he sits there with a tiny little espresso cup under the Keurig, making this loud fucking noise. And it's like in the middle of a scene where Lawrence is trying to like
get
and he's like oh, I don't know, I mean who told you about this, you know, it's a very serious accusation. Yeah, exactly.
It's really good.
It immediately like purposefully sucks all of like the, you know, I think Lawrence goes in there trying to get information out of him, and he's just like, I'm not bothered.
I also love
by
that,
because
doing that shit in Italy feels like you get shot.
I know, right? Machine,
right?
That's what I was thinking, because immediately, because
I guess the Vatican, its own place, you know, maybe lawless place.
This does seem to be, because they have to sequester all of the cardinals so that they don't see like the outside world. They aren't able to be influenced by things, you know. So I suspect maybe just all of these rooms have Keurig machines because they're set up for like when the cardinals need to be sequestered, you know. Because it says it's almost like dormitory lodging or something like that. Really,
yeah, dormitory or like hotel
or hotel kind of lodging is a better option. Yeah. But yeah, it's just so funny him going like, you want an espresso or you want coffee? And immediately I was like, well, he's gonna have a whole beautiful machine, because they don't show it, it's off camera, and you see him walk off
camera.
So
you just hear it.
Well, you hear it at first and I'm like, that's a really loud espresso, and then they cut over and it's a fucking Keurig.
Awesome.
I could not stop laughing. That shit rocked. That's one of my favorite like cuts of like any movie this so far that we've seen for the podcast for Best Picture. Lawrence confronts Tremblay. He's like, Wozniak told me this, you know, Wozniak was saying this about you. And immediately Tremblay's like, well, you know, he's a drunk. Like, I mean, I don't want to say it, but like, are we sure that we can trust what Wozniak might have told you? He's like, I'm just trying to come up with reasons as to like why he would make up these lies about me, basically. And then he's like, well, you know, if you want to ask anyone, Morales was in the meeting that I was in too. You could ask him, you know, if you really wanted to. But, you know, it sounds like Morales is not a cardinal. And so like none of the cardinals can like, they're all sequestered, so they can't actually go off and like ask anybody. But, you know, he has a good friend, Ray, to go ask Morales, possibly.
It's true.
And then, but, so finally Lawrence is like, okay, so before I go, what did Lawrence asks Tremblay, like, what did the two of you guys talk about? Like, what was your last, like discussion about if it wasn't you getting fired or whatever? And he's like, well, I don't want to tell you that because it was a private conversation. You know?
Classic.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not like, really going to indict myself, though.
Exactly. And he's like, okay.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
So, end of night one. Next day, day one of the conclave, Lawrence has to recite a homily, which is a really great moment because he reads the first part of the homily, I believe in Italian or Latin, one of those, mm-hmm. like in a way that's supposed to be like, this is what is expected of a homily, basically. Yeah. A homily is, you know, like a little speech that is said before this sort of thing, references, you know, the importance of what you're doing as well as the importance of the church and God and all that sort of stuff. And then after the homily is done, he's like, and now I will speak from the heart in English. And he basically reminds all the cardinals. He's like, what makes this church strong is tolerance and variety and diversity. And he says what makes it weak is certainty, because certainty is the enemy of unity and tolerance. And he says one must remember that if one was certain, one would not have faith. Which is, you know, he's like, if you know what's
true,
and it's I'm you know, again, as someone who's not necessarily religious, I'm like, yeah, that's true. Like,
yeah,
if you truly 100% know something, you cannot take it on faith anymore. You know, that is the opposite of what like religion is there for, which is to offer one comfort in moments that you mm-hmm. don't have anything, you know, anything to believe in. You have one thing to truly believe in, and if you can prove it, then it's no longer faith-based, basically.
Yeah.
It was a good speech. I actually really dug it. Phineas, is that his name? Ralph Phineas?
You mean Lawrence?
Yeah.
Lawrence. Ralph Phineas, yes. The actual actor, yeah.
I'm shouting him out as an actor. Great job.
He's doing good.
He's doing great.
He's a real working actor. He's in a lot of things.
He has done a lot. He was Voldemort.
Yeah, it's good for him to finally get a like starring role, I feel like. Mm. I feel like besides like I guess The Menu kind of, but he wasn't really starring in that.
I mean, he was kind of starring in like Grand Budapest, right?
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, well, Lawrence asks his assistant, Ray, is like, hey, can you check out Morales? Like, ask what happened during that final meeting, like, and, like get a right back around to mm-hmm. me. I want to know what happened between the Pope and Tremblay, if you can do that. And Ray's like, okay. He's all the way in Rome, you know, and he's like, oh, fuck it, just go get him. Like, use my power if need be, you know.
Use my special Vatican Express card.
He like pulls out the card and he looks at the camera. So the first vote, who do you think is, how do you think it all lines up?
I think Tabasco, front runner, and then Tremblay, and then I think, what's that guy's name that we haven't really mentioned much?
Adeyemi.
Adeyemi is going to be third.
Okay, so first vote, 21 votes, Adeyemi.
Oh.
18 votes, Tedesco. So Tedesco's behind him, but he's got a little bit of a lead, sure. Adeyemi does. Then right behind Tedesco is Bellini.
Hmm.
And they were expecting around 2025, and they have 17.
Oof.
Yeah, so not great. And then right below Bellini is Tremblay with 16. So Tremblay, who was might not be a cardinal anymore,
yeah.
and fired for gross misconduct, is fourth in line, possibly here, right behind Bellini, and then the person below Tremblay with 5 votes is Lawrence.
Yeah,
Lawrence got 5 votes, and he wasn't expecting.
He wasn't even campaigning.
He wasn't campaigning.
Yeah.
And there's like they're like, no more voting for the day. We've had a tough, rough day today. We'll get back in tomorrow. And I'm like, what a job. What yeah. a job. Like, okay, now I'm going to go back to my room and Keurig up some fucking espresso,
yeah,
I guess.
Like, what else do you do?
Yeah.
It's not like the traitors or anything. They're like a fun game to play
yeah,
or something.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's just like, come down to breakfast.
The traitors conclave.
Oh my God. It's kind of what the traitors is.
That is kind of what yeah. it is, yeah. And then he's like, ah, yes, Tremblay did not come back in the night.
Tremblay will remain trembling throughout the rest of the night.
There you go. So Ray now has info on Benitez. He's like, wait, I've looked into Benitez. Seems like he's a really cool guy. He's done a lot of good work in difficult places in the world. He, you know, he started a whole like way of helping women who were like sexually assaulted and like mm-hmm. all this sort of, it just seems like he's like a really stand-up kind of dude. One odd thing is that he was gonna resign on health grounds.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what that means, health grounds.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Pope talked him out of it. The Pope was like, mm-hmm. no, you need to stay in the game, basically. Okay. So we know that about Benitez. And then he's like, also, Ray says, also, I've got a little bit of information. I talked to Morales, and Morales says that he believes that Tremblay would be a good Pope. and that there's no reason to look into it. But then Rey's like, but here's the thing is, I don't believe Morales' story. I think Morales is lying. And like, I try to get him to like, give me more information. I said that there was a report about like what was said there and all that stuff, like basically sort of like lying to him to see what he would say to that basically. And it seemed as if Morales was starting to like crack under that sort of like investigation basically. Again, Rey's like a cool guy.
So far, stand-up dude.
So far, Rey's not bad. Lawrence speaks with Benitez. He meets up with him. Benitez is looking at a bunch of turtles. There's a bunch of turtles, I guess, in the Vatican.
Oh, okay.
And Benitez is like, look at all the turtles. And Lawrence is like, yeah, those are pretty cool. I call that one Michelangelo. I call that one Raphael. He doesn't say that. That'd be like, really great.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Just like really in the Ninja Turtles for some reason.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, Lawrence is like, I am a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan. I like to look at myself as if I am...
Raphael.
I was going to say, what's the name? Splinter?
Splinter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's the rat, right?
Yeah, the Splinter's a rat.
What
was
the bad guy?
Oh, fuck.
Scraper or something? I always mix Splinter up with the bad guy, but apparently I can't remember the bad guy's name.
Oh, my God. I cannot remember. I'm going to die. Shredder.
Shredder. Shredder and Splinter are very similar. Yeah, and so I always get worried I'm going to say that the rat is Shredder.
Yeah, and all those nerds are going to come out and kill you.
They would. They would.
It's good for you to hold your tongue. It's very smart. Very Catholic of you.
Thank you. So Lawrence is like, so are you in good health, Benitez? And Benitez is like, oh, yeah, I'm doing good. And he goes, he's like, I don't want to reveal his hand. The fact that he does know that Benitez originally was going to leave due to like ill health. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, I just wanted to check in because I know it was a long trip. Like, he's trying to like act as if everything's above board. And one thing I wanted to mention, is that after that vote, Lawrence was talking to one of the other people who was voting for Bellini. I don't remember his name, but he's like another cardinal that's like wanting Bellini to win, basically. Mm-hmm. Another very progressive cardinal. And he's like, you got a bunch of votes, dude. Like, what do you, like, you shouldn't have done that. Like, you know, you need to immediately tell anybody who voted for you to stop voting for you. And Lawrence is like, the minute I figure out whoever voted for me, I'm going to tell them to vote for Bellini. Like, that's the first instinct, is to make sure that Bellini gets the votes that would go to me, basically, because they're wasting their vote.
Got it.
But here, Benitez tells Lawrence straight up that he voted for Lawrence. He's like, I voted for you. I think that you would be a good pope. And Lawrence doesn't tell Benitez to vote for Bellini. He doesn't say it at all. He says, I have my doubts. Like, I have doubts in lots of things. I can't pray anymore. Like, all of this is weighing on me, and I don't want to be part of the church anymore, basically. So he doesn't tell Benitez who to vote for. He doesn't say anything about Bellini, but he does sort of try to convince Bellini. Sorry. He does try to convince Benitez that he would not be a good candidate.
Yeah, don't vote for him anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Then Lawrence goes back to his room, mm-hmm. and Bellini is there waiting for him. Bellini's very upset. And Bellini is like, we all must be united, because if we are not united, then Tedesco will win and he will become Pope. And then Lawrence is like, well, what about Adeyemi? Like, you know, he could win. He's like the front runner right now. You know, he's got great votes. And Bellini's like, Adeyemi believes that homosexuals should be imprisoned. Like, you know, Adeyemi is just as reactionary as Tedesco in certain, like, things. He's like, I am the best person to be Pope. So Bellini's gone from going, like, I don't want to be Pope, to going, like, I am the only option
for Pope.
He sees
all the other options. He's like,
could be a bad choice.
Now that the first vote has come out, right? Like, he now understands
how far down as he is, yeah. And so he's like, you need to get in fucking order. Like, you need to get behind me, and you got to make sure that I win this. Because if I don't, and if people don't start voting for me, then we're going to wind up with someone who doesn't like gay people, or someone who doesn't like, you know, the liturgy being in English, you know? Like, we could set this church back 60, 80 years, basically, with this vote, you know? And he's like, this is a war. This is the scene I was mentioning, that this is war. And he also says, he's like, Lawrence, you have not committed to a side, and that's a bad thing. And also, you need to search your heart, because I know deep down every cardinal wants to be Pope. And I know deep down, if you really truly believe that, I truly believe that you do want to be Pope. Even if you deny it all you want, I think deep down you want to be Pope, basically. Oh, okay. Bellini says this. So Lawrence awakens in the middle of the night, and he hears a man and woman arguing in the middle of the night, but he doesn't know who it is. But one thing I did mention is that he sleeps in a room next to Adeyemi.
Okay.
So he suspects that it's Adeyemi who was having an argument with a woman in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Okay. So second day, second vote. How is it going to go?
Second day, second vote. Well, I got talking to, I think Adeyemi's probably going to start pulling out a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's going to start getting a little ahead there.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Adeyemi is now 34.
I think Tremblay's going up though too.
Tremblay is exactly the same. Tremblay only has 16.
Oh, okay.
So, but Adeyemi's getting more votes. So he's got 34. Tedesco is second with 25. Bellini is 18, which means he's only gotten one more vote since the day before. Okay. Tremblay's at 16 and 16. Lawrence has gone up to 9.
9?
Lawrence has gone from 5 to 9. He's got even more votes for him. And now Benitez is also in the running. He's got 2 votes.
Huh.
Which is crazy, because he's a guy that, like, nobody fucking knows.
No one knows.
Yeah.
But I mean, he must have talked to 2 people, and they're like, this guy's really sick.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll vote for him.
So then they're immediately like, okay, enough fooling around. Let's do another vote right now. Uh-huh. Let's see what happens. So they do another vote. Adeyemi's pushing even further ahead. Now he's got 52 votes. He's almost a little over 20. You know, he only needs like 20 more people, and he could easily become the next pope, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Tedesco, who went from 25 to 30, so he's only got 5 more people voting for him now.
Okay.
But he's still, that's 30 to Adeyemi's massive lead of 52. Mm-hmm. Then Tremblay went from 16 to 10. So he's really, so it's like 10,
he's
30,
trembling.
52. Tremblay is trembling.
Yeah.
And Bellini's now below Tremblay. He's got 9.
Oh God.
So Bellini went from 18 to 9, like cut in half. And then in the middle of, Bellini's vote, everything starts to shake. Like an earthquake's happening or something. And okay. Like, what the fuck is that? And the cardinal who's like running all this is like, guys, fucking pay attention here. We're in the middle of trying to figure out who the next pope's going to be.
Yeah.
So Bellini's gone down from 18 to 9. Next in the running is Lawrence, who went from 9 to 5. So now he's only got 5 votes. Mm-hmm. And Benitez has gone up. He's gone from 2 people voting for him to 4 people voting for him now. So 2 more people are voting for Benitez.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're like, all right, enough voting. Let's have some lunch. That was exhausting.
I'm tired.
All that voting. So
let's go get some Keurigs and lunch.
Before they go to lunch.
What do they eat? What are they eating up there? Are they eating Italian food?
It don't look good, dude. It looks bad.
I'm sure it's made. I mean, they got like 100 of them.
Yeah. It's like, it seems like soup and like. Shit, like boiled chicken.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
Like vegetables, like boiled vegetables, like not even like.
They got to keep those old men's hearts going.
I feel
they can't
like
have
you put
fun food.
Any amount of spice, like 30% of them are going to die. Yeah. we learned that apparently what that shaking was earlier, the trembling, the earthquake, was actually an explosion that happened. No injuries were reported, but no fatalities. Nobody knows if it was like a bomb. Nobody knows the cause of this. And Lawrence is like, we cannot allow any of the other cardinals to know about this because, again, they need to be sequestered. They can't hear about anything that's been going on outside of the walls, you know, of the Vatican while they're voting. So they
Lawrence gets to hear all this because
he's the guy that runs everything. Yeah, okay. You know, he's the only one that gets to know. So over lunch, Bellini's already like, I've lost. He's like, we should just tell everyone that, you know, we get the first African pope. You know, like, this is really exciting. He's already given up, basically. And the other cardinals are like, Adeyemi, if he was white, we'd be calling him as reactionary as Tedesco. And Bellini's like, it's too late for that. Like, stop talking like this. Like, we've already lost. Let's just be lucky that Tedesco's not winning. You know, he's already given up, basically. Bellini's already giving up. And then suddenly, in the middle of all this, there's this big outburst that happens during lunch where Adeyemi yells at some nun. Adeyemi storms off and the nun storms off and it's this big whole crazy thing that happened in front of all of the cardinals. All the cardinals see this during lunch.
Oh.
Adeyemi does not look good here. And Lawrence is like, I got to look into this because I think also he's like, if I know what happened between him and the nun, I might be able to tell the other cardinals that Adeyemi might not be the right choice. Mm. And maybe that would give more votes to Bellini.
Oh, interesting.
So Lawrence goes to speak with this nun whose name is Shanumi. And asks her what happened between her and Adeyemi. And we also finally meet Agnes, played by Isabella Rossellini.
This is the first time you see her?
It's the first time we hear her talk.
Oh, okay.
She hasn't said anything since that.
She's been there around.
She's been seeing her face and her judgment towards everything. And she's like, I don't want you speaking with this nun. You know, like, you control everything. I control the nuns. I get to make sure everything, like, they are protected. Because it seems like she just wants to protect her.
Yeah.
Like, she thinks that maybe this nun might know a little bit too much, and that if she were to speak, she might get in trouble, basically.
Yeah.
But Lawrence's meeting is like, this might affect the conclave. This might affect the voting. I need to know what she knows, basically.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here we fucking go. I'm going to know what the fuck happened to Adeyemi. And then my half comes out.
So
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know anything. I don't know fucking shit.
Ooh, you ready for some juicy?
I cannot. I've been waiting days for this. I've been waiting days for this. And I was also, I was watching this with my wife, who really enjoyed the first half. And I was like, you can watch the rest of it if you want. Like, I'm not going to be able to hear about this until like a couple days from now. And she's like, no, no, I want to watch it with you. And I'm like, I mean, I would prefer to just watch it.
If it were me, I would have fucking watched it.
Yeah, I would have just watched it. All right, so what happens?
Okay, so IDME, first off, I've introduced to Agnes, and they're like, Agnes, leave us to deal with the situation. I'm like, okay, it must be something really serious going on here. So sister, he's like, sister, Shinumi, you're not in any kind of trouble here. Kaoru and MII are just getting some answers. I just want to figure it out.
What do you think is going on? Like, you jump into this. Like,
I'm like, someone's about to drop some tea.
Yeah. Or somebody already did just drop some tea.
Yeah. Lawrence is like, do you want me to hear your confession? Because it makes sense. She feels very guilty, and she doesn't want to, like, it doesn't seem like she wants to say anything. Anyway. So then the next scene is Lawrence visiting IDME.
Oh, so we don't even hear and he's like, what she has to say.
Yeah. Well, then IDME's like, all right, let's go vote. And Lawrence is like, well, hold on a minute.
Oh.
And IDME's like, well, this sounds ominous. This isn't because of, like, the outburst that the morning was. He's like, well.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, IDME says, I'm being targeted. Like, this is a campaign against me. Like, there's someone's trying to get me and disgrace my image. They smear my image.
Oh.
And, I haven't set eyes on that lady in 30 years until she showed up outside my room last night. And Lawrence really is just like, come on, we know, I know more about this. She confessed to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, listen, it was a lapse. It was a lapse a long time ago.
Oh my God.
You think that disqualifies you for being Pope? And he says, and then Lawrence says, and the child?
Oh my God.
He's like, the child does not know I'm the dad at all.
Oh my God.
He's completely lives separate, completely does not know anything about that.
Holy,
I'm free from that. And
shit.
And he's like, we were young. And then Lawrence interrupts.
We were young and dumb and full
Lawrence
of
interrupts and says, she was 19, you were 30. That's not really a dumb mistake at that point. And he's
no.
like, does a mistake start 30 years disqualify me? And he starts crying and it's like, listen, Shinumi's not actually going to say anything. Like, it was just that moment, but, you know, she's going to protect her son. And he's like, okay, does that mean I still have hope? And Lawrence is like, no. It's over. Nothing
Absolutely
terrifies
not.
Our colleagues more than the thought of more sexual scandals.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
So you will never be Pope. And he just starts crying. And he's
How is this acting in this
really
moment?
Good.
Yeah.
Really good. And IDME goes, starts crying on the bed. And Lawrence comes up and is like, look, you're a good man. It's all okay. Like, you know, sorry, you missed your shot. And he says, will you pray with me? And I was like, Lawrence looks and he's like, all right.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I don't know. You kind of suck, but all right, I'll do it.
I think it's also because Lawrence has had problems praying. Like he's a difficulty with prayer.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It might not be due to IDME. It might just be due to himself. Yeah.
That makes sense. Sure. Yeah. And then we flashed while they're sitting there. They flashed to them doing another vote while
oh, no.
I was like, oh man, is this a flashback? Is this something
oh,
happened
yeah,
earlier?
Oh yeah, you don't know. Yeah.
But I realized they're flashing forward into what's going on and they see, you know, IDME put in his own paper and the votes come out and Tremblay's now got 40 votes.
Tremblay's got 40?
40 votes. Tedesco's less. IDME only has 9 votes now. He's dropped that far.
Oof.
And then there's other names I didn't really recognize. I didn't
sure.
know I was supposed to write these
down. You don't know anything about
Yeah,
Beanie.
So I was just like, I don't know. These are words, I guess.
Yeah.
And they say, this concludes the 5th vote. Not enough votes to make a decision yet.
Oh, no. And Tremblay might also not be in the the running, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit, dog.
Well, I guess Tremblay was also in. Yeah. Well, Tremblay's like 40. You mean IDME?
No, I was saying is like Tremblay's now the front runner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Tremblay, the last time he met with the Pope, might have been fired.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. No one heard that.
Yeah, exactly. But
no one
like,
heard that.
But if Lawrence looks into it, that might be something that
no
like.
No one knows,
gets,
man. No
yeah,
one
I don't
knows.
Know. You know?
Anyway, Ray comes back and is like, hey, Lawrence, I got some information on that incident. And he's like, no. I don't know. We should forget about this manner. Like, I don't want to hear anything about it. I'm tired of spying on my colleague's past. Let God's will be done.
Yeah.
And Ray's like asking to like look more into Tremblay. He's like, no, it's fine.
Wow, he doesn't even want to look more into Tremblay.
No, he's like, I'm tired of all this shenanigans. It's too much.
I'm tired of all these shenanigans.
I just want to run. I just want to run a good election. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Gets a knock in the middle of the night. And he goes and meets with Bellini and, oh, shoot, he meets with someone else. Oh, fuck. I can't
Is it Wozniak?
Who was. Maybe it might have been Wozniak.
Does he have a mole on his forehead?
I think it might be. Yeah, that might be him.
That's not Wozniak. It's just some. It's another cardinal that is really. He's like fucking like gagging on Bellini's dick, man. This guy is like obsessed with Bellini.
Okay, yeah, it might have been him then.
Okay.
Anyway, Bellini's like, look, I don't have enough support to get elected pope. I can't win this.
Right.
Who should I advise my supporters to ask for? And not Mendez. Why can't I think of the main guy's name suddenly? Lawrence. Lawrence is like, we can't do that. Like, I don't want to just give up because it's getting hard. And Bellini's like, look, we'll be here for weeks. And the media is going to start getting upset. They're going to start saying that, like, we're incompetent. We don't know what we're doing. They're going to start painting us in a bad light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what Tedesco wants. They want to, he wants that sort of tumultuous story to come out of
right,
the whole place.
Right, because then he can take advantage of that.
He's like, I think we should go with Tremblay. We should just put all our support there.
Mm-hmm.
But Lawrence is like, oh, man, I don't know if we could. I don't feel good about that. And he's like, look, we had a pope who hung out with Nazis. We had popes who ignored reports of sexual abuses of children for a while.
That's true.
Like, this guy is not as bad as that, at least.
Yeah.
Like, we don't like him, but, I mean, he can't be that bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't have that again. So then they're like, all right. They all seem kind of reluctant. Like, fine, we'll back. I'll tell everyone to back Tremblay. So Lawrence goes and talks to Diaz. I said Diaz. What is his name again? His real name?
Oh.
It starts with a B.
Oh, God.
Benitez.
Benitez.
Okay. Lawrence talks to Benitez, and he's like, the other night you said you voted for me like 5 times in a row. Like, you need to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I need you. We can't have the media thinking that the church is in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I really do not want to see Tedesco win. And Benitez is like, well, I think I'm going to vote for the best pope, and I think you're going to be the best pope.
Damn it, Benitez.
And he just yells,
I don't want your vote.
I don't want it. And then, like a badass, Benitez puts on his shoes or whatever and, like, walks out and just says,
nevertheless.
Oh, then he walks out and, like, shit, man.
And he puts the sunglasses on.
Yeah, pretty much. Deal with it. So
that is such like I'll vote for or I'll pray for you energy.
Yeah,
dude.
Pretty much. Like, sorry, like, bud. I don't like anyone else here. I don't know. Agnes and Lawrence goes and meets Agnes in kind of what looks like the secretary office or something. Is like, hey, I need to ask, like, how did that lady get to Rome? Like, how did she get here?
Yeah,
like, which just like why was she brought in?
Wait, what lady? The nun.
The nun.
Got it. Okay,
and then. She's like, well, I'm not going to say you brought her in. I can't say that. Like, that's private.
Oh.
And Lawrence is like, listen here. Okay. All right, listen. I know the Holy Father wanted me to run this conflict, which is what I'm trying to do. Cause Agnes is super, super loyal to him still. And Agnes kind of looks at him, logs into her computer, and then walks away. And then he scoots up, puts on his glasses, and then gets real sad. Real sad. Immediately cuts to him telling John Lithgow to drop out of the race. Because he knows.
What did he do?
He knows he organized the trip to ruin IDME's chances.
Fuck, really?
He found that that's who their quest is. And then he goes,
that was the gross misconduct.
Maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Okay.
Because that seems like that's knowledgeable. That's had to happen after the fact.
Oh, I
right?
see what you're saying. Yeah, it's fair. Yeah.
So then Tremblay says, like, no. Like, look, I did bring her to Rome, but she requested it. She wanted to come. It wasn't like I just found her and did that.
Right.
And he's like, this is a brave accusation. You should be careful, Lawrence. Your ambition has been noted. I shall pretend this conversation has never taken place. And he's as Tremblay's walking away, Lawrence just yells, but it has taken place. He's losing his mind.
Yeah, these fucking cardinals.
These cardinals, yeah. And their schemes.
This is like some Real Housewives shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And Lawrence, he's going to get messy. Speaking of Real Housewives, he goes to the Holy Father's room, which has the seal over it, as you remember.
Yes.
And the music's going, and he breaks the seal. And the music cuts out at the same time. I'm like, that's good stuff.
Here's another question. What do you think about the music in this movie?
It's good.
I thought it was just okay. Like,
yeah.
It is a similar thing as the Western Front did, where they just keep using the same theme over and over again.
Yeah.
But in Western Front, it was, like, cool.
Yeah.
And this is sort of just, like, noticeable,
you know? It's fine.
Yeah.
I like it, but I'm not like, oh, shit.
It's not like Western Front.
No,
like,
not the... I was listening to the soundtrack the other day.
It's like that and The Brutalist. You're, like, obsessed with their soundtracks.
I like movie soundtracks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not blaming you. It's just fun. Just love to see it.
Yeah. So then, yeah, he breaks into the room. He starts
breaks the seal.
Goes in, starts looking through all the dead Pope stuff, kind of like checking it out. Then Agnes walks up and notices the seal on the door. She's like, she goes, she's about to open it, and you see Lawrence is hiding. But then she's about to open the door, and she's like, no. I don't want, not my business.
I don't want to get into this.
My business. I've already been in enough drama. Yeah. So she walks away. He's like, oh, okay. So he starts looking at all the Pope's old clothes. He picks up the dead Pope's glasses and just starts crying. Just starts being so sad because it's like, is their leader for so long, and now he's the one who has to do all this responsibility, and it's just too much for him.
Yeah.
And while he's crying, he dries his tears and looks over to the headrest of the bed, and he knows like some like fluff sticking out. Starts pulling at it. There's papers behind the bed, the headboard.
Mm.
He looks through them, and then it cuts to Bellini looking through them, like a really gorgeous cut of him just like flipping a paper, and then suddenly in someone else's hands. Oh, really cool.
That's cool.
One
thing to note here is interesting is there's a moment where Lawrence is in his room by himself, and he looks at his own headboard as he's like trying to pray. He looks at his own like headboard in his room, and then he imagines the Pope there, like sleeping in the bed that he's about to be in. And there's this really weird, like out of focus shot of the headboard, and it stuck in my memory. Is like, this feels like it should be important, but it's not like pointing towards anything, and it's absolutely pointing towards the idea that within the headboard there are like hidden things.
We love a filmmaker.
You love a filmmaker.
Reveals. So then Bellini's like talking. He's like, "Whoa! So Tremblay bought these votes, or like bought his way on here, or something like that." It reveals some scandal, and it sounds like he's got all like seems like the Holy Father was spying on everyone.
Whoa!
And was like seeing who was good and who wasn't. You know, he was kind of
like Santa.
Up. Like Santa, yes, yeah. The real Holy Father, Saint Nick.
Saint Nick.
And
he's got a list
and
in the headboard.
Like, Bellini's like,
who's naughty or nice?
Yeah, exactly. Where Santa keeps it. And yeah. Then he checks it twice. It's very long. It's a very big headboard.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people on there. But then Bellini's like, I can't use this. Like, you broke the seal to get in.
Yeah.
If I won, I'd be like the Richard Nixon of popes. Like, I can't do that. Like, this would be very not good. Put it back. Put it back or burn it. I don't care. Get rid of it.
Right.
Like if you use this, it'll help Tedesco's case. Like that's all it will do.
Yeah.
And he's like, but we can't have Tremblay be Pope. And he's like, we've had worse. Bellini's like, give it up. We've had worse.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, but at this point, like, Lawrence is like, what has he offered you? Because at this point, like,
shit.
Tremblay's corrupt. He just wants power. He just wants the position more than anything else. He's willing to do anything for it.
Right.
Lawrence is like, shut up. Not Lawrence, sorry. Bellini says, shut up. And Lawrence is like, I cast my vote for you 5 times, but you know what? I think you lack the courage to be Pope.
Ooh.
I think you lack it. And he leaves.
These two just need to make out already.
I know, seriously. Too much tension.
Yeah.
The third day of conclave starts.
Boom, boom.
Yep. Lawrence is struggling with the coffee machine, and Agnes shows up and is like,
fucking TPS report.
A TPS report. Yeah. So smashing it. There's a whole scene of him breaking it with in front of the turtles outside. Just die, motherfucker. Die, motherfucker. Smash it. Smash it like the Pope King or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they like that.
We love that.
Yeah, then smoke comes out of it.
Agnes says, like, how many copies do you need? And he's like, 108 copies of this.
Mm.
Like, okay. And then at the cafeteria at lunch,
he starts disseminating it.
He puts every single copy on everyone's table beforehand, and then they all start reading it, and everyone starts getting mad. And Tremblay pops up and says, you're responsible for this, I believe, Lawrence. And then Lawrence gets him back with a great line. No, you were.
Ooh.
Got him. And then Tedesco pops up. I've never seen this guy before, by the way. They keep talking about him like he's like a guy like hiding from the rafters that's going to pop down anywhere and steal the election.
This is what Tedesco wants.
And this is what Tedesco wants. And he's like, huh, you put this out here, but you're such a coward. You hid everyone else's name on the report to protect them. You do this just to get at Tremblay. He's like, the other people aren't important. Also, I want to protect their identity. Like he was spying. The Pope was spying on everyone, but the other stuff isn't important. This is what's
right.
important.
What's important is Tremblay's, yeah.
Yeah, and then he's like, this is it. This is the manipulation we're seeing. And, Lawrence is like, I want everyone to look at your conscience instead. Like, don't look at the names that are blacked out. Like, look at your conscience. Everyone hates this idea.
Of course. Yeah, it doesn't really
then
work.
Agnes comes out and yells and interrupts everyone and says, I know us sisters are supposed to be silent.
But
I have eyes and ears, and it is indeed true that Tremblay brought that woman to slander Idiemi. It's indeed true.
I thought Agnes was going to sell out Lawrence.
No, I mean, at this point, there's too much evidence against it, right? Like, she knows that he also, he came to me first with a suspicion, and then this proves it. Like,
right.
He's known the whole time
mm-hmm.
that this was a thing.
Right.
And then we cut to Bellini talking to Lawrence outside, and Bellini's like, listen, man, Lawrence, you...
you went crazy, bro.
Yeah, you went crazy. But I've come to ask for your forgiveness. Like, you're steering this conclave. I think, honestly, now this is a contest between Tedesco and you. Because you clearly are the heir for justice, and, you know, Tedesco's got his own agenda, but, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, how would you like to be known as Pope? And I love this because he immediately says, John. He doesn't be like, oh, man, like, I didn't know I want to be Pope, but it shows that, like, no, actually, it could be kind of cool. Or it's like, I could be Pope, actually. It's kind of cool. I'd be known as John.
Yeah.
I'd be known as John.
Yeah.
And so we're at another vote. And Lawrence is sitting there, and he's really thinking. He's just like,
who am I going to vote for?
He puts his own name down.
Oh.
Which I assume you could do.
You can do that. I mean, who's going to know?
Who's going to know? Only God. It also doesn't really matter, because it's like, I think I'll be a good Pope.
Sure. I'm a good Pope.
And Donald he Duck. Goes up there, but he has, like, a lot of conflict about putting this up here.
Mm-hmm.
He walks up, and he opens the little bucket. Or chalice or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And he drops it in. As soon as he drops it in, explosion happens. Part of the window at the top above where the light was coming in with the window, it blew up.
Whoa.
And rubble went everywhere. It covered basically the entire process, including it covered mostly our man Lawrence. He's covered in dust and everything, and everyone's freaked out. He's just like, oh my God. And everything changed, and obviously this vote can't happen now because it's a huge explosion.
Big hole in
and
the wall.
He started learning, and you know they're all covered in dust still, and he says, knocking him to the ground and everything. He asks, what happened? And he gets reports that there was a bombing outside the city. How bad is it? And he just goes, oh God. And so normally, like you said, he doesn't tell anyone about what's happening, but obviously this is literally interfering with the conflict.
This
is actually affecting the church. This is affecting the process. The outside world is something that can't be ignored.
Right.
So Lawrence brings him into a theater and explains to the Pope that a car bomb exploded, and then shortly afterwards, another person with explosives strapped to them also blew themselves up.
Holy fuck.
And did all that. And so, of course, what does this do? Tedesco. He's fucking lit. He's like, listen, this exploding, I hate all this new rhetoric. This new rhetoric
this
that
is
all,
what's causing all
faiths
this,
are equal is bullshit. I tolerate Muslims in our land, but all they want to do is just kill us. Mm. How long must we persist with this weakness? We're in a religious war. We need a leader who will fight these animals.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, all right. And then...
we don't even know who did the car bombing, right?
No, they knew it was Muslims.
Oh, okay.
They knew it was...
I was like, just scapegoat whoever. Yeah.
So then... maybe they didn't. I'm pretty sure they did.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was them. But then Benitez, out of nowhere, first time addresses everyone.
Mm.
And he says, with all due respect, what do you know about war?
Oh, that's true. Because Benitez has only gone to war-torn areas.
He says,
areas.
I carried out ministry in the Congo, Kabul. Forgive me, but these last few days, we've shown ourselves these small, petty men concerned only in ourselves and Rome and the election and in power.
Boo!
When you say we have to fight, what is it you think we're fighting?
Yeah.
We're not fighting them. We're fighting what's in here. Mm-hmm. And he swaps to Spanish. Mm. And he says, we can't start talking about sides. This is probably my last time being here, and I know I'm an outsider, but the church isn't the past, or it isn't tradition. The church is what we do next and what we do here.
Mm.
And then it cuts. And then it's an incredible shot of it's raining outside. All the cardinals have these umbrellas that are white, stark white, and they're walking with their red robes, and it looks fucking cool. And now they start a vote again.
Yeah.
And everyone, while they're voting, they just keep looking up at that broken window
there.
And they just keep looking up there and they're voting. It's a quiet scene, and all the music kind of drops out. You hear the votes kind of being counted. You hear Lawrence, you hear Tedesco. And then everyone starts clapping. This is a very quiet scene. A lot of the sound is cut out.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts to everyone's faces. So you're trying to figure out who's won.
Who's won, yeah.
And Tremblay doesn't seem happy.
I mean, yeah, he doesn't look happy anytime.
And Lawrence gets up. He starts walking to the front. And you're like, oh, shit. Here he goes. And he goes up and he stands there and he says, all right, do you accept your card, your position of being Pope? And then it's revealed to be Benitez.
I thought it was going to be Tedesco, man. I was so fucking sure. Yeah.
That's the thing. You didn't know who it was going to be.
Yeah, I had no idea. So Benitez came in as like a, you know, a strange man from a strange land.
Strange man. Yeah. And he won.
And he won. Yeah. Yeah, with the, with love and peace and acceptance. Yeah,
very Jesus-like.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Very, very, very much like toppling over everyone, you know, everyone's trying to make profit in here, and he's just like, get out of here with that. You know, he's just like, what happened to like the way the church used to be, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
And he says, what, he's like, I'll accept. He says, what name do you want to be called? And he wants to be called Innocent.
Whoa.
It's a very, it's an interesting Pope name.
Yeah.
And so then everyone's kind of happy.
And he's like, I hate gay people.
Well, Ray comes up and is like,
we don't know shit about this fucking
guy.
No.
Lawrence goes up to Ray and he's like, aren't you happy? And he's like, Ray's just like, I have something to tell you, man.
He's got cancer. He's got cancer.
No.
Oh, something's wrong. Because I remember that. I remember that. Before you say it, I remember the health scare thing. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything about this fucking guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
He's like, well, he's like, Ray,
does he have like an STD?
Ray's like, I didn't say anything, but like, I didn't think this would happen. Like, I was not expecting this outcome at all, but I need to have a word with you in private. And so he's like, okay. And so Ray tells Lawrence, like, so he went to that clinic in Switzerland, or a hospital in Switzerland in Geneva, and it wasn't actually a hospital. It was a clinic.
Mm.
It's a clinic for something very specific.
Abortion?
What do you think it is? Abortion? He's getting an abortion?
No, but he might have, I don't know, a clinic for...
My thought was, oh, he's got AIDS or something.
Yeah, or like, something I thought it was that. Like, well, HIV. I mentioned cancer as well. Yeah, some kind of thing that would, like, affect him. What is it?
So then, immediately, Lawrence goes to see Benitez right away, right before he's anointed.
Yeah.
And he's like, you must tell me about the treatment you had in Geneva. He's like, okay.
Was it a sex change?
Hmm? Within the hour,
I've got Emilio Perez on the brain.
Yeah, I know. Within the hour, you'll be the most famous person in the world. You need to let me know what the situation is. And he's like, look, my situation is the same as when I was born. There was no treatment. I decided against it. And he's like, okay, well, what was the treatment? And it was a liposomal hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? You know exactly what that is. He's like, okay. And like, Lawrence knows what this is. He's like, oh, God. And then, but I don't know. I'm like, okay. And he says, listen, there was no way of knowing, as a child, there was no way of knowing my situation was complicated.
Mm.
There was no reason to think I was different from any other men.
Mm.
Then I had to have my appendix burst when I was around like 30 or 40, and I had to get it removed. And they found out I also had ovaries and a uterus.
Mm.
So he's intersex. And Benita says, I felt awful about this. Yeah. I went to the Pope. And
the Pope didn't care.
The Pope was like, it's okay. He says, we considered surgery, but I decided to leave what God made me. You know, mm-hmm. I like to think that I exist between the world's certainties.
Yeah. But which is the thing that Lawrence was saying earlier in the movie.
Oh, really?
Remember I was saying it's like certainty is the absence of faith.
You're right. Absolutely. Yeah. He wants to live between certainties, which I think is a really cool message of just like, yeah, this guy's got, you know, understands, is very empathetic.
Yeah.
And is something that, I guess, quote unquote, shouldn't exist in a written book text, right?
Yeah.
Like, they don't account for all accountabilities. And I think that's something that religion lacks.
Yes,
right?
Definitely.
A lot of, like, yes and no's and truths and yeah, falses, I guess. Like, a lot of things that are very binary, right?
Right, exactly.
And so you literally have someone who is both,
mm-hmm.
in a way.
Well, I think that's the thing about, I mean... To get a little high-minded about religion, I think that's the whole thing, right? It's like you can look at the book and go like, this is word for word, like factual, like mm-hmm. binary. This is good. This is bad. This is how we should do things. This is not. And then it's like, well, is that how it was supposed to be written? Or is it just written to be like guidelines as to how one should like live life and like accept certain things in life, right? Mm-hmm. And then similarly to like how, and this movie does a good thing of this, is going like a democratic vote for the voice of God is not necessarily something that you would expect from something as like imagining on high. You know, it's like how would these cardinals be able to like make that sort of mm-hmm. decision? Why is God not the one making it?
Yeah.
And so it's this thing of like even within religion, but also in like in governments, in ways that governments are written out, there's also a lot of like gray area. Like, yeah. What is this? What is that? Can we like find like the uncertainty and the beauty around it? You know, and a lot of times, yeah, the binary ends up becoming something that ends up removing certain types of people, you know,
a lot of nuance too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Cause yeah, humans are nuanced.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also interesting too, considering the fact that they're going to do IDME just cause he was black. Right. So they're like, that was a whole thing. And then this guy, and they're like, as you know, deserve it, all this stuff, just because, you know, the quote unquote diversity hire.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then this
yeah.
guy wins, you know, based on just merit. Right. But then at the end, he's also yeah. someone who is also a type of Pope we've never seen before. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is a very interesting take. And then, so one of the last scenes is he's
they break in a song.
No,
Amelia
no,
Perez.
No, God, no. Well, if they can make a sequel, this is much better than the first movie. So, so then Lawrence is going finds a turtle walking around inside the conclave, and he takes it out and puts it in the water, and we cut to them doing kind of what you're talking about, the traditional process of them putting the votes into the fire, and then they literally have a key to turn it, and they have a button to like incinerate.
Yeah, yeah,
smoke
yeah.
Smoke comes like very mechanical.
Yes,
that was very funny. Like a curing machine, and Lawrence, you know, puts the turtle away, and he starts hearing cheers, and everyone's very happy. And you know, obviously, I didn't realize the turtle's significance towards, kind of Benitez's.
Oh
role
yeah, Benitez's
too.
Thing. Yeah.
And then Lawrence is up in his room, and he looks down and sees three nuns walking out wearing white. Of a door? Is this any familiar scenery at all?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Then they leave, but they're happy. I don't know if that's something that maybe the nuns have never been happy before.
They've all seemed pretty unhappy and miserable.
But they seem pretty happy about this. Maybe because Benitez maybe sees them as people.
Yeah.
As opposed to everyone else who's just kind of like, And then the door just slowly shuts behind them, and that's the end of the movie.
Interesting. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I think
that
was good.
Also, like a twist of being like, "Oh shit, what has he done? Why is this going to be a scandal?"
I was immediately like, "We don't know this guy.
We don't
like,
know. He
maybe.
Came out of nowhere."
Yeah, like,
but
maybe.
No, it sounds like that the Pope planned it the whole time. Like invited him.
Yeah,
you know, was
in
like,
secret.
Was like, if you know, it's God's will. I want to at least be the push that brings him there. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
was like so sure this was going to be an unhappy ending. I'm very happy to hear it wasn't.
No, it was a very hopeful ending, which in times like these, it's nice to have
really
a hopeful
need.
Ending.
Yeah,
nice
exactly.
to have a hopeful ending sometimes and these trying times.
Yes.
But yeah, I really liked this movie a lot. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. I like it a lot too. And I like the whole message behind it. It's also, like I said, very intriguing and mysterious as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's weird to have an intriguing movie. I feel like I haven't seen like an intriguing movie kind of built like this in a long time.
Yeah,
like, it feels
I
like
agree.
A very much a throwback of like, what if we just had like interpersonal politics stuff kind of happen in a very removed from politics we may be familiar with way, you know?
Yeah.
Like the
it's a very adult movie, you know?
Yeah,
it's
it
all
is.
About like motivations and trying to figure out like, you know, read between lines of what people are saying and like judge, you know, like is this person right or is this person right, you know? I don't know. I appreciate that level of like you know, just I don't know. It's all very like mysterious and gray area.
Yeah, very nuanced.
Very
nuanced. Yeah, Conclave. Good.
Like good movie.
Good movie.
What a relief.
Oof.
Oh my gosh.
Not another Amelia Perez, right?
My God. Yeah. Oh, seriously. Yeah. And it seems to handle. Yeah. Like I mean, this is different from this is like intersex being born with certain different types of you know like actual like sex organs and stuff like that. I don't know. Even that seems to handle with like relative. You know, like it doesn't feel like. It's not like Crying Game. It's not like a twist where it's like, is this wrong?
No, they're just kind of like, oh, cool. Well, you're the best qualified job anyway.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Everyone likes you.
Should it matter?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. I like it. I like it. This is a good film.
Yeah, it's a good film.
Good choice.
Good job there, Oscars. I don't know about the rest of the film, but you know, we gotta pat you on the
weak.
Back for a couple of other ones.
Pretty weak, but so far pretty good.
Also, I've gotten tons of ads for this movie for some reason.
Were you?
And as soon as I watched it, it stopped.
Interesting.
I don't know how it happened. They're like,
marketing.
Marketing. They know too much. They know too much about Conclave.
We need to get on those marketing things for our podcast. Guys, have you ever seen an ad for our podcast? Email us at email@podcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook or on Instagram. We are on Blue Sky, and we also have a Discord. Check out our Discord. Mm-hmm. And if you want to listen to any previous episodes, like Amelia Perez or previous Oscar month episodes, you can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it in the show, no matter what it says, even if it is a vote cast for a new pope.
Oh, that'd be pretty interesting. It just says a nerd word on it, like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse, Daffy Duck.
One thing to note, the actor who played Benitez is Carlos Diaz, and he actually has worked as an architect for 30 years and then got bored during the pandemic and took acting lessons.
So he was a carpenter?
Architect.
A carpenter.
Oh, shit,
good
dude.
Night, everybody.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.